Page 106, Exercise D. Listen to confirm content. Now listen to a lecture predicting world population trends. Read the list of subjects. Then listen again and check the subjects that were mentioned.
Following are some population growth trends into the second half of this century. The United Nations reports that the world's population is growing at a rate of approximately 74 million people per year. Based on this growth rate, it is estimated that the world's population will have increased to 9 billion people by 2040. As a comparison, the world's population hit 7.3 billion in 2015. That's an increase of more than 30% by 2040. This rate of increase, however, assumes that the world's fertility rate and infant mortality rates in developing countries will decrease at the same time, controlling the rate of growth worldwide. However, some more pessimistic experts predict an increase in the world's population growth rate, with the world's total population hitting 11 billion by 2050. 12 countries currently account for half the world's total population and will continue to do so this century. These, in order by size, are China, India, the United States, Indonesia, Nigeria, Pakistan, Brazil, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Ethiopia, the Philippines, Mexico, and Egypt. Before 2050, a United Nations report predicts that China will have been surpassed by India as the world's most populous country. In fact, more than 95% of the increase in the world's population will be found in developing countries like China, India, and Brazil, and nearly all in rapidly expanding urban areas. In contrast, populations in most developed countries, like those of Western Europe, will not grow significantly. And in other developed countries, such as Japan, Russia, and Germany, populations will actually decrease. Some experts predict that the world's total population will continue to grow through 2070, but will have stabilized by then and will have stopped growing. Increased life expectancy and falling birth rates will contribute to a continuing shift towards aging populations worldwide, especially in high-income developed countries. Worldwide, the number of people 65 or older will triple in size. Newsweek.com reports that by 2050, one in every six people in the world will be seniors over the age of 65. In fact, there will be twice as many seniors as children, with the exception of Africa. According to a UN report, the number of children under 18 years old in Africa will increase by two-thirds, representing 40% of all children worldwide. In 1950, they only represented 10%. These demographic trends will present challenges in the countries that experience them. For countries with younger populations, more funding for education will be required. For an aging population, healthcare resources will need to be increased. And for a growing total population, more food will have to be produced.